Hi there. The word for you today is be considerate to the weak. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 14, Paul writes, uphold the weak. Every school has boys and girls who are at the bottom of the social hierarchy. Some of them are physically unattractive, some are slow learners, and some are simply unable to make friends and find a comfortable place in the school environment. The key question is, what should teachers, and may I add, students with moral courage, do when they see one of these children being bullied, ridiculed, or taunted by their peers? Some would say, well, kids will be kids. Stay out of the conflict and let the children work out their differences for themselves. But the Bible says we are to uphold the weak. When a strong, loving teacher or other child comes to the aid of the least respected child in the class, something dramatic occurs in the emotional climate of that room. Every child seems to utter an audible sigh of relief. The same thought bounces around in many little heads. Well, if that kid is safe from ridicule, then I must be too. By defending the least popular child in the classroom, the teacher is demonstrating that he or she respects everyone and will fight for anyone who's being treated unfairly. One of the values children cherish most is justice, and adults do too. They are conversely very uneasy in a world of injustice and abuse. Therefore, when we teach children kindness and respect for others by insisting on civility in our classrooms, we're actually laying a foundation for human kindness in the world of adulthood to come. So, wherever you are today, endeavor to live by these words. Comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, and be patient with all. That is the word for you today.